about. You gotta put it in perspective.
Hi, I'm Dan Abrams, and this is our control center at A&E Network headquarters in New York City. We are live with the Salinas Police Department and seven other departments around the country. This is Live PD.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
Cool, cool. We have a game we like to play where we figure out your porno name.
Ooh, yeah. He's going to be really good at this, Lester.
I don't know if I want to.
It's really easy. The ground rules are as follows. All we need is the name of the street you grew up on and the nickname you have for your junk. And you put that together, that's your porno name.
I don't know.
This is good.
You're going to like this. I'm Oak Thunder Nuggets.
Yeah, and I'm Pleasant Clambake.
This is female stuff. It's private. You want to talk about your female parts? You go see the obstetrician. Whatever the f***. What do you do for fun?
Not this.
I'm out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man does not need an explanation, okay?
Our feature presentation.
He certainly does not need an explanation. Welcome into yet another all-new Kevin and Bean Show. This time it's for Tuesday, and it's the 12th of March. Hey, kids.
Hey, Bean.
You guys listened to so much 311 yesterday.
Almost too much, yeah. Which I don't know if there is too much 311.
You know they say, 311, never forget.
I've heard that, yes. How are they doing on the investigation into 311? Did they decide it's an inside job or not?
No, not yet. It's all pretty much out there. You can look it up on a documentary called Loose Bro Change. It's a little different.
I was wondering what you were going to come
up with.
I couldn't really.
Okay.
I tried my hardest.
Well, sure.
Loose Strange? Loose Strange?
Let's put that one back in the hopper. See, yeah. See what we get. It's growing on me too. Those guys have been great to K-Rock over the years, and they are the nicest guys in the world. Have you met them, Allie? Have you met the 311 kids?
They've been in on the show a couple times since I've been here.
So that would be a yes.
Yeah, a couple right before Weenie Roast, actually.
Well, Nick and Peanut stopped by yesterday to see Nicole, and they are just delightful. Such nice young men.
They certainly are. Yeah.
Anyway, so we go right from 311 Day into National Pancake Day.
Yes.
Which is very exciting because K-Rock is directly across the street from an IHOP.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the story there? Is free as many pancakes as you want or something with a purchase? Is that what they're doing? Or
well, they've been doing unlimited pancakes for a while right now. If you get it with your order, you can trust me, I have a pregnant wife. I know this like the back of my hand. But I do believe today there is a free pancake order that can come with different breakfasts that you purchase.
Free short stack. That's
there
what
you
it
go.
Is.
Yeah.
Free short stack today at IHOP. And other pancake businesses are participating as well in National Pancake Day. I love IHOP and I love pancakes. Pancakes are my second favorite food after toast.
Mm-hmm.
But
Jesus.
I don't go in on amateur day.
No.
It's like drinking on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why
you
do
just,
it?
You stay away from it. I'm just not going to go out there with a bunch of newbies having pancakes for the first time in a year. You know
how
what
do I
mean?
I eat this? Do I cut it? What's going on?
Is that the newbies you're talking about?
What's
this syrup I'm supposed to put on?
Is this butter? Why would I use butter? It's breakfast.
So I will avoid the pancake related celebration today and just celebrate at home. Just make my own.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're allowed.
Okay.
Are you going to put anything in it? Like bananas, chocolate chips?
I got to tell you, I do enjoy the harvest green, which I couldn't make. I do enjoy that when I can get it. I'm a buttermilk purist.
Okay.
I don't really put anything in it or on it. I'm telling you, if you go to IHOP like I do, a lot of their pancake dishes look like desserts.
Yeah,
yeah, it's just
they come out with
cream piled on.
And chocolate chips and bananas and walnuts.
Don't even
and
get
just
me started on the birthday cake pancake. Do you know about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
It looks like a birthday cake. It has
really?
Sprinkles, and it has, like, like a sort of around it, it has, like a cream layer. Like, it looks exactly like a cake.
Ooh.
And it makes me sick looking at it.
Wow.
But I
and
want
then,
it very bad.
Yeah.
And then they have, and I only use the, you know, the regular sugar-free syrup, but then they have the crazy syrups that are just like super thick and just pure sugar.
Yeah.
And they're like butterscotch flavored, so cherry flavored,
and caramel. Honestly, let's just shut it down and walk across the street.
Yeah,
I know. Is this starting to sound pretty good to you guys?
Yeah,
starting.
But I mean, it's weird because we started out, you know, back when America was great again. We started out where you just had yourself a cup of Black Joe and a buttermilk pancake, and now both of those have been turned into 5,000 calorie excesses.
God bless America, is what you're saying.
You know, I mean, it's just like the, like I said, the same thing with the Starbucks. If you go, I mean, do you see what Kevin gets when we go out to Starbucks?
Yeah, he
it's a milkshake with a chocolate cake in it.
Yeah.
It couldn't be further from coffee.
Whenever they take my order, if somebody's going to Starbucks, and I just say, just a black iced coffee, just unsweetened, just black in a cup with ice. Mm-hmm. People are like, so what do you want in it? No, just what I said. Yeah. But what do you want like in it?
Yeah. Well, oh. I hadn't drank coffee until my mid-30s, which is insane.
Insane.
And when I started drinking coffee, I would go to Starbucks or Coffee Bean or whatever and get an iced blended.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I would go with Danielle, who would get coffee. And I would
Danielle is who?
My wife.
Thank
Every
you.
Time I would get a blended. And then, like, 15 days in, I've gained, like, 12 pounds.
Yeah. They're no joke.
No, they're awful.
They really aren't.
They're not even coffee. They're just desserts.
Dessert, yeah.
Yeah, they sneak up on you,
yeah.
For sure. All right. So happy National Pancake Day, y'all. Good luck navigating the crowds at IHOP or wherever you get your flapjacks today. I think we have time for a thing, right?
Sure.
Yes.
I love this story, and I think this kid is going places. Maybe you saw this going viral a little bit yesterday. Alex Jaquot is his name. Probably pronounced that wrong. Maybe it's Jaquo. He is a 10-year-old boy, and he wrote a letter to the CEO of Qantas Airlines because, like all 10-year-old boys, he has a dream. But his dream is different from most. Dear Mr. Alan Joyce, I am Alex Jaquo, a 10-year-old boy, but please take me seriously. I want to start an airline. What 10-year-old? I mean, I get a 10-year-old dreaming of being a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to start an airline?
Yeah.
I have already started some stuff, like what type of planes I'll need, flight numbers, catering, and more. So he's going to be ahead of the curve when it comes time to start this airline because he's already done a lot of the hard work.
Yeah, that's the tough stuff.
I mean, he's come up with flight numbers.
And catering.
I am the CEO of the airline, which, by the way, is called Oceana Express, which makes me a little bit nervous because it's a little bit too close to the Lost Airline.
Yeah, Oceanic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think people are necessarily be comfortable
getting
there's
a smoke monster inside. And
I have also hired a CFO, a head of IT, a head of maintenance, a head of onboard services, and a head of something that I can't read. I mean, his handwriting is just too bad. Along with my friend Wolf, who is the vice CEO, we are both co-founders. God bless Wolf, by the way. Jensen, you got a baby name yet?
I do now.
And what about Wolf? We are both co-founders. I wanted to write you because I wanted to ask you three things. He's taking this very seriously, this correspondence with Qantas. Number one, I like working on my airline, seeing as that is the school holiday, as I have more time to work, but I don't have anything to do that I can think of. It must be so frustrating for this kid to be 10 and ready to get started on this and have all this time on his hands and be like, why am I wasting this time when I could be building my airline, right? Do you have any ideas of what I can do? Seeing you are the CEO of Qantas, I thought I would ask you. Number two, do you have any tips on starting an airline? I'd be very grateful to know what you have to say. And number three, I'm thinking about, as you are, about an A350 from Sydney and Melbourne to London. Seeing as how it is a 25-hour flight, we are having a lot of trouble thinking about sleep. Do you have any advice? Hope to hear from you soon. Yours sincerely, Alex, CEO and co-founder of Oceana Express. So, I would have expected Qantas would write back and say, beat it, kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, competition, technically.
Well, that's the first thing that they address. Alan Joyce writes back. The CEO of Qantas writes back to this 10-year-old. Dear Mr. Jaquo, thank you for letting me know about your new airline. I had heard some rumors of another entrant into the market, so I appreciate you taking the time to write. First, I should say that I'm not typically in the business of giving advice to my competitors. Your newly appointed head of legal might have something to say about that, too. But I'm going to make an exception on this occasion because I, too, was once a young boy who was curious about flight and its possibilities. And then he goes on to talk about safety, and it's been the Qantas way for 100 years, and he's also talking about this Project Sunrise is their flight that goes from Australia to London, and he says, we've been working on it too, looking at cabin designs. Anyway, at the end, he says, for this reason, I would like to invite you to a Project Sunrise meeting between myself as the CEO of Australia's oldest airlines and you as the CEO of Australia's newest airline.
Aww.
At this meeting, we can compare notes on what it's like to run an airline. And I'd like to offer you a tour of our operations center where we keep an eye on every Qantas flight wherever they are in the world. Thank you again for your letter. I'll be in touch shortly about finding a time for our meeting. Yours sincerely.
It's very sweet.
That's really sweet. I mean, and Philly shows up and he's like a 45-year-old man. He's like, just kidding. I just want to know more about airlines.
Not with this handwriting. He's not.
No.
But I just think that's so lovely that they're continuing to stoke this young man's dreams. And, you know, this is probably going to do a lot toward keeping him kind of on that path and excited about it and thinking he's got a chance to do it.
It's lovely.
So, it's a sweet story. You know, usually I don't care about kids, but I like that one a lot. All right. Let's talk about today's all new Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
All this whiteness and you got you nowhere.
I'm doing the best I can.
Trying.
First of all, we got a lot of good stuff on the program today, not the least of which is more Disneyland Resort tickets. We got tickets you can win for Bush and Live at the Roxy tonight. We got tickets for, Allie, you're going to hook us up with Us screening tickets again today?
Why not?
And Paley Fest, too, on the program today. Not only that, Allie's claiming she saw a million fireflies yesterday.
Butterflies. How dare you?
I'm pretty sure they were fireflies.
How dare you? If they were fireflies, I'd never tell you. Ever.
I think it's the pain medicine kicking in, but we will discuss. Also, I think I might have mentioned this yesterday. I ate at a restaurant over the weekend, and my waitress had no idea that ham, bacon, and sausage came from pigs.
That is so nuts.
It is nuts, because she's like 25.
She's in the food service industry.
Yes. Had no idea. We're going to discuss on the program things that you learned way later in life. Because, that was a big wake-up call for her. And I think she's horrified. The story out of New Jersey that's causing a bunch of controversy. Should the police be involved or should neighbors just handle it if there's a barking dog in the neighborhood? We'll discuss. I've got some good advice on how to live or not live to be 100. Because you know that's one of my main goals. Jensen, you're going to be hosting Potato Chips. What's up?
Yeah, we have thoughts. I have thoughts. We all have thoughts.
It's a ripping the internet apart, and I know that Captain America weighed in yesterday, and as did a lot of other celebrities on this. And I don't know how we're going to go on as a nation unless we get this thing resolved.
No, even just us as a team, I have to figure out what you're thinking.
All right. All of that coming up, plus our first look at what you're listening to World Famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ on a Tuesday morning. Miss Allie McKay is here. By the way, I forgot to ask how you're feeling. How's the hip?
Doing good. I actually did not wince or cry putting on my pants today.
Feeling stronger every day.
Every single day.
That's fantastic.
It's really good. Thank you.
Glad you're here. Time for a first look at what's happening.
Well, I'll tell you, this kind of helped yesterday when I saw this news. Because as you know, I have been hounding Mumford & Sons about no L.A. date on their schedule. I thought it's ridiculous. And then every festival that comes through, I'm thinking, okay, they're on that. That's why they haven't announced an L.A. date.
When they came in and played the K-Rock Kitchen a couple of months ago, you threw Marcus Mumford up against the microwave.
Pretty much.
And said, hey, you dick, when are you playing here?
Yeah, pretty much. And he was like, listen, lady, back off.
I thought it was aggressive.
Thank you. I appreciate you thinking it was aggressive because it really was battery. But here's the thing. I've since become a little bit cuckoo on social media, on my Instagram. I've done this thing where I swap faces with Ben Winston from Mumford & Sons.
It's terrifying.
It really is. Where I superimpose his face over mine, but it's my hair, but his face matches up perfectly with my face. So I told them I'm just going to keep posting these until you announce an LA date. And they acknowledged me once and said, this is the most terrifying thing we've ever seen as we're walking on stage at the Garden. How dare you, pretty much. So finally, yesterday, they announced it. Mumford & Sons, LA date, kicking off their batch of summer North American dates. August 3rd, Los Angeles. California, Bank of California Stadium, which, have you been there?
No.
Good God. It is gorgeous. Like, I feel underdressed at that place. It's where LAFC plays.
Ah.
Yeah, that is a big place.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're selling out arenas. It's insane. But it is a beautiful, beautiful venue. So well, I'm
have they done
stoked.
A lot of concerts there?
You know, I haven't
I don't
heard
so.
Of that many, no.
Yeah, I'm very surprised by the venue for Mumford & Sons, but it sounds like a good fit. Beautiful new venue.
They have a pool in one of their suites.
Whoa.
What? Oh.
Can we get that?
I don't think so. Oh. No.
All right,
no.
Fair.
We'll just be sitting by the hot dog vendor.
I will say, excited to see them. I think they're great. But more excited that you will no longer ever be posting something as Ben
no.
Lovett.
No. Yeah. Ben Winston.
No, Ben Lovett. Ben Winston's my friend. Isn't his name Ben Lovett?
Oh, my God. Who's Ben Winston?
He's my partner in Drop the Mic.
No, I'm actually posting his face.
Okay.
Is he the one that's also...
James Corden's partner.
James Corden's partner?
Yes.
Yes. I'm posting... Wow, why did I say Ben Winston?
Ben Lovett. I think I'm 99% sure.
Anyone listening in the other room?
Never.
No? Okay.
No, never. No, they're only into Big Boy.
What if...
Oh, here we go. Marcus Mumford, Ben Lovett, Winston Marshall, and
Winston
Ted Duane.
Winston Marshall. I combined Ben and Winston.
That's good.
Ooh, which gives me a thought. Maybe I'll try and combine their faces.
No, please. It's over.
No?
You've already... The concert's
yeah, you've
here.
Won. You've
well,
won.
Well, I did post it yesterday, and I said, now that you've announced, I will no longer post these.
Great.
And then I posted two more.
No!
Just to say, this is it.
Okay.
This is really
back
it.
Back away from the Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. But thank God.
By the way, it's a signs. Terrifying face.
And by terrifying,
no.
It's pretty awesome.
No, you look like a skinny Lou Albano. It's like you have like a terrifying.
That is so
no,
nice.
It's not good.
You look
like
you.
You can't get in your schools. It's so scary.
A lot
what
of
better
people,
than that.
A lot of people thought I looked like Vince Neil, like a prettier Vince Neil.
I can see that,
which
actually.
I thought was lovely.
I can see
you
that.
You know what? I'm going to post it on my Twitter.
No. You have made a promise.
At Allie McKay, right. And I'm going to see what you guys think. But it's just know it's Ben Lovett's face.
No.
Just right on top of mine. And I think we would make very pretty children. You're
Stop
a loser.
It, okay? Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Right. Thank you. Maybe if that tour's not for you, what about this tour that's just been announced? Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida. What? I don't hate it.
That's great.
Good lineup?
Yes. By the way, August 31st in Irvine at 5 Point Amphitheater. So that'll be fun.
5 Point what? I'm sorry, Allie.
Amphitheater.
It sounded like you were saying amphitheater?
Yes. Thank you.
But were you really saying amphitheater?
No, I say it with an L. Amphitheater.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, no, it's amphitheater.
Amphitheater, right?
Wait, you just said an L. Oh my God, now I don't know.
Say it.
It's amphitheater. Amphitheater.
Nope.
Hold on. At 5 Point Amphitheater.
No.
5 Point Amphitheater.
Jesus. That closer.
Tell me,
doesn't this sound best? 5 Point Amphitheater.
Nope. No.
Sure does, because no, there should be a goddamn L.
No, there shouldn't.
Yeah, there should.
Well, I mean, the music is amplified by the instruction of
Thank
the menu.
You.
But no.
Yeah. Anyway, 5 Point. Hey, some birthdays for you guys.
Look.
Aaron
look,
Eckhart.
Look.
Right?
I got problems already.
You saw my tweet.
He's with me.
Yeah.
We live in a divided a divided nation.
Ron Jeremy.
For a number of reasons.
Nope.
We fight about politics.
Oh,
we fight about guns.
I knew it.
We fight about
the
right to choose.
And
we fight about religion. Did I say religion?
Yeah.
We fight about a lot of things. And now we're fighting about chips.
Yeah.
And I think we need to understand that people do have different opinions. Doesn't make them bad people. Doesn't make them un-American.
Bad isn't disgusting. But they are disgusting.
It's okay. It's okay to have a different opinion on this topic. I think Judson.
Mm. I'm not as mad at Bean right now as if he picked one other one.
All
but
right.
That seems, but the nation seems to like that chip.
Well, the nation's wrong. Because
lay it out for us, Judson. It started with whom?
On Twitter, a comedian named Kevin Fedricks posted a video of himself and two other comedians, Tahir Moore and Tony Baker. They look to be backstage at a show. And you know those variety packs of chips that you can get at like a Costco or I guess even at a market, but it's all one company's chips.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So like they're smaller, individual sized. This was the Lay's variety pack. That's what it's called.
Yeah, so it's like four bags each, little bags of a bunch of their different products.
That's right. And they posted a video online of them ranking them and listened just to the emotions that are let loose by just trying to put them in order.
All y'all decisions cool show y'all grew up in good households.
Cool Ranch. Off the rim. Nah,
cool Ranch.
Off the rim.
Cool Ranch. Everything else can go to...
Oh, you ain't eating nothing.
Cool Ranch. I'm going to go Cool Ranch.
barbecue, nah. Doritos, okay, Fritos, okay. Lay's, or Cheetos, Lay's, then Fritos.
Are you going to disrespect me?
No, Fritos, I probably wouldn't even eat chips if
you ready for this?
Okay, all right. So let's, that opened up a huge, I guess, debate online. A guy who's been coming up on this show a lot, Yashir Ali, who is on Twitter. He's like a journalist and stuff, but he posted it and he put his list up and then it spread like wildfire.
I'm telling you, this is the guy that was one of the ones that pushed Towelgate. He's the one that had so many washcloths. So
that's right.
Yashar is screwing everyone.
This is now Chipgate. And a lot of people...
I'm starting to wonder if Yashar is a Russian plant or something like that.
What if he's a bot?
He really...
It seems like...
He goes viral very fast. So here's what's in the Lay's variety pack. And we need to now figure out, and in order for me to work here any further,
all right,
I need to know where everyone stands. Because here's what's in the variety pack. Lay's regular potato chips. Lay's barbecue chips, Cheetos, which is the normal shriveled Cheeto. It's just the cheese.
Oh, not the puff.
Nope, just the and not the fire hot. No,
okay,
just cheese.
Normal. Okay.
Cool Ranch Doritos, cheese Doritos, and Fritos. That's what comes in the variety pack.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to let you know, now. A lot of the issues online fell into where Fritos laid. Where Fritos sat. Here's what... I have. Do you want to hear what I have
yes,
first?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because there's too much love for Fritos online. I'm going to say that out loud.
Are Fritos a garbage chip in your mind?
They're not even a chip.
I think it's a piece of corn.
Okay.
All right, here we go. And then it's not even my last, just so you know.
It's not my last
okay,
either.
Great. Cheese Doritos, one. Two, Cheetos. Three, Lay's Barbecue. Four, Lay's Original. Five, Fritos. Six, Cool Ranch.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that, no. No.
That's insane. No. Jensen, you and I are never going on a road trip together. I can tell you that right now.
Or do you go with him because he's not eating good stuff?
Right, and then you just get your own, all your chips? Okay,
yeah.
Bean, you go next?
I haven't ranked them in order, but I will tell you that but Cool Ranch is number one by a wide margin.
No.
By a wide margin.
Also, and the smell in that road trip. But no.
And barbecue Lay's are dead last by a large motion.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I got
You're
no room for
crazy.
That.
No.
Cheetos would be pretty low on the list for me as well.
What are you doing? Where's your top is Cool Ranch. What's your two?
Original Lay's probably.
Okay.
You know, I have a very mild palate, as you guys know.
Yes.
I mean, I'm Mr. Grape Nuts.
Yeah. Favorite food is toast.
Yeah, and I don't even care for nacho cheese Doritos either. I just I don't.
God,
honestly, I think
pretended.
I would eat the Cool Rays and the Original Lays, and I think I would just give the rest away. I would just dump the rest of them. Wouldn't even bother ranking.
He's pretended to be a normal human for so long.
This is upsetting.
Allie, how about you? What's your number one?
Number one is nacho cheese Doritos.
Really?
I'm right with you.
Obviously. Yeah! Number two is Cool Ranch Doritos.
No.
Thank you.
No.
Number three is Lay's Barbecue.
Yes, I'm with you there.
Cheetos fell for me because I'm a fan of the puff Cheetos.
Yeah.
I don't like the shriveled up D ones.
And I'm only Flaming Hot. If Flaming Hot were on there, that would be my number one, but that's not an option.
I will say Flaming Hot might be tied for one for me if it was in, but it's not in the variety pack. So move on,
So I've got nacho cheese, Cool Ranch, Lay's Barbecue, then I put Cheetos, and then honestly... Fritos and Original Lay's can go either way because they're both ass.
When did we, as a nation, turn on Fritos?
But not
Fritos are fine in a Frito pie. On their own, it's like you took a chip, you chewed it up, you put it back together, and made it into a curl.
I will say, though, the nation liked Fritos more than you'd think.
It's insane.
Yeah, very much so. Now, Chris Evans weighed in.
Yes.
He is Captain America, of course.
Oh.
And he got a bunch of the other celebrities to start weighing in as well.
Yeah.
Chris Evans has Cool Ranch at number one, as all good Americans do.
Disgusting. Okay.
Then Cheetos.
Fine.
Then Nacho Cheese Doritos, which
Fine.
I know you guys both like. Yeah. Then Fritos.
No, too early. Too early.
No.
Too early.
Then Barbecue Lay's, and then Original Lay's.
Oh, I'm not going
to. After that, Questlove weighed in, also with Cool Ranch at number one, by the way.
It's not.
It seems like it. It's... Then he went Cheetos, then regular Ritos, then Barbecue Lay's, then Fritos, then regular ass Lay's. Then 90s TV star Danielle Fishel weighed in. Do you guys know her?
Yeah.
I've heard of her, yeah.
He says she is very much in agreement.
That's the only surprise on this list.
She is very much in agreement with Chris Evans, but she would switch nacho cheese and Cool Ranch.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
So you and Danielle need to go on a road trip together, it sounds like. Monica Lewinsky also weighed in.
She put
chili Fritos at number one?
Well, yeah,
I mean, if we're just being creative here, we could do all sorts of stuff.
Frito pie saves the day because you don't get the ass Frito taste.
Oh, no, chili cheese is a different type of Frito.
Chili cheese Frito.
Yes.
I thought she was saying, like, making a Frito pie.
No, beat it, Monica.
Put Funyuns on the list.
Okay, Monica, stop it.
She's making her own rules still.
She maybe doesn't understand. And then she closes with, don't waste calories on the rest. So she definitely has drawn a line this year. I don't know, man. I wonder about us avoiding a civil war for reals in 2020 in America, but I think we may have a civil war for reals in 2019 in America if this if we continue discussing this list. So maybe it's best just to put it aside.
Yeah, more like Uncool Ranch. Oh, no.
Little Chip, you were at the Muse show last night?
I was at the Muse show last night.
Amazing as always?
Muse always has a fantastic production elements on their show. This one might be over the top, the best one they've ever done.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like they had a huge, gigantic robot hovering over them the entire show.
Yeah, it wasn't the entire show. Like, it happened in the last maybe 5 or 6 songs, but that reveal where it popped up from underneath the stage was one of the coolest reveals I've seen in a live show.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
That's fantastic. They are an amazing live band. You can't believe how much music they're able to make just from three guys. Allie has been, as you know, she's missed a couple of days this week because she's had some health issues, and I think she's on a lot of pain medicine.
Yes.
Because I saw a tweet yesterday where, Jensen, I'm no doctor, but didn't you get the sense when you saw her tweet that she was hallucinating?
Oh,
it sounded like?
Yeah. A little Radeon Derf.
Really?
Definitely some Radeon Derf because she was just starting to see things. I feel like she was up, you know, with her face up against the window, just looking outside going, look at the pretty butterflies.
Oh, look at all their wings.
All right.
Oh, they're so pretty.
Here's the thing.
I'm flying
everywhere.
I'm flying right with them.
Here's the thing. Oh, I wish. Here's the thing. Saw so many butterflies yesterday that
sure you did. Yes.
For a second, I questioned my sanity.
Oh.
I did. But then I decided, okay, you know what? Let's put it out to the Twitterverse. So I tweeted, you guys, did you see hundreds of butterflies in Los Angeles today? Not exaggerating. Hundreds of them. It's the most beautiful end of the world scenario, and I'm here for it. Here's the thing. I got 57 replies from places
from
that
the butterflies.
Saw butterflies. Pasadena,
the butterflies
El Segundo.
Are writing to me.
Listen, these are real humans.
I hope your back feels better.
Pasadena, El Segundo, Beverly Hills, Culver City, Redondo Beach, Monrovia, Laguna, Downey, Rancho Cucamonga, Ventura County, North San Diego, Upland, Claremont.
Okay, but these are people who know that you're sick and want to make you feel better. It's like, yes, let her live in her delusional world and be happy. Well, I'm not going to burst her bubble.
Allie is proving there are addicts in every city.
No. That might have been what Mo Diggs was doing. He said, killed tons of them driving my semi. They're just as beautiful dead. That took a real turn.
Are you sure they were butterflies and not fireflies?
Oh. I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning
bugs as they tried to teach me. Is that possible?
I can't. I have nothing for you. Here's the thing. I was actually tweeted a bunch of articles. They're called Painted Ladies. They look just like monarchs. And apparently they're coming up this way in droves because they have to lay their eggs. And because of all the rain, it's a great area right now.
Wait.
What?
Butterflies lay eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that?
I thought I knew that.
I just thought butterflies just did it and then gave birth.
What?
I guess I've never seen a pregnant butterfly. I didn't know butterflies laid. They must be the tiniest little eggs. Think about how small a butterfly egg has to be.
I'm gonna just keep it a bean.
I got some. You want to hear some news audio on this?
Yep.
I mean,
can't be better than you figuring out they lay eggs, but sure.
Butterfly, did you know that?
I thought I did. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of them, they lay eggs like on top of leaves. A lot of them just randomly just plops them down.
Okay.
On flowers?
Here's Channel 7 from yesterday. Apparently, now we're getting word that Allie wasn't hallucinating. Mm-hmm.
About 1 billion small butterflies known as painted ladies are flying north from the deserts of Mexico.
How is President Trump not stopping them, by the way?
Well, they're painted ladies.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. A billion.
A billion.
A billion. I thought he said a million.
No, he said a billion butterflies.
Too many.
Experts say it's an unusually large migration prompted by all of the heavy rain. People in places like Burbank, San Bernardino, and Hermosa Beach have captured them on camera. The butterflies are yellowish, orange, and black, and they're about the size of a silver dollar.
Just beautiful.
Did you take any video?
No, Allie? I was too high.
I don't mean to steal your thunder, Allie, but it looks like April is going to have her baby by the end of March, maybe even as soon as this weekend. April the giraffe.
What thunder were you stealing?
Because I'm sure this was going to be in your what's happening, but I'm so excited by the news. Apparently, the calf is kicking. The baby is alive and well in positioning. April's tail is now hanging and pinning to the left a little bit, which is appropriate.
Same as Danielle's.
The baby could be coming this weekend. Hmm. April the giraffe's fifth calf.
Chip just held up a sign that says, giraffe, they lay eggs, right? Callback.
Yeah, it is. All right. Let's see what you have that's as exciting as April the giraffe having another one.
Honestly, are you watching that live now? Is that what you're doing?
I'm going to start right now. Now that I know how close she is, you bet.
Didn't they think she was close for like a month last time?
Well, yeah.
It was just a big food they ate.
Right.
You know,
big burrito.
They have a very long gestation period.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm very excited.
But you
She's
said
so cute.
The tail is hanging out of her?
No, the tail is...
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Yes, it's hanging and pinning to the left, which is apparently appropriate and expected positioning for the big moment, the vet says. How dare you?
How do you
hate giraffes?
I don't care. Okay. Like, when the baby's born, I'll be like, giraffe baby. And then I'll move on.
Okay.
Like normal human.
Let's move on now, then.
All right. You guys, what's up with Conor McGregor?
He's anger issues.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
By the way, he just completed probation in that attack case from before.
The chair into the bus.
Yeah. They're calling it the Dolly attack, which sounds so much cuter than he launched something at a bus. He completed 5 days of community services at churches in Brooklyn. And then community services. That's funny because I said churches. My brain, honestly, lately, it's not good. And by lately. Anywho, he also did anger management classes. Had he violated that probation, he'd be in serious trouble. But here's what he did. Yesterday, around 5 a.m., he was seen walking out of a hotel at the same time as another guy. That guy tried taking a picture. Connor slapped the phone out of the guy's hand, fell to the ground. Connor then stomped on it and picked it up and left. Mm. So the guy filed a report. Cops went to where Connor was staying and arrested him. He's booked for robbery/strong arm and criminal mischief.
What is he, 1920s?
It's just insane.
You got a little mischief and...
Yeah.
I mean, you can't... Look, it's a pain in the ass to have your photo taken everywhere you go, but you can't just destroy somebody's $500 phone.
Oh, you can't. You can't, absolutely. By the way, why was he outside of a hotel at 5 a.m.? Was he going to the airport? What was happening? Apparently, he was outside of the hotel where Live Nightclub is, and apparently that nightclub closes at 5. Am I having a stroke?
You might be.
Holy crap. That nightclub closes at 5 a.m. So it sounds like they were both walking out of the nightclub at
so
the
innocent.
Same time.
I was going to say, he's probably going training. I had thought. And
I thought, he's going to the airport. He has an early flight. Yeah, well, he was just partying, which, you know, gotta respect.
Yeah,
whatever.
Can't break phones, man.
You can't.
No.
So anyway, he has been released. They, you know, paid the fine, whatever. But that's not good, you guys. Not good.
Is he still in the UFC?
No. He hasn't fought in a minute, right?
Yeah, but he's
right.
still in the UFC.
Last thing
I
he did
they
was,
banned him.
Was he boxed Floyd Mayweather, right?
No, that wasn't the last thing, was it?
No, he lost to Khabib, and then he got into that big rumble.
Yeah, in the outside,
okay.
right?
So he's
not Khabib?
Yeah, Khabib.
I'm like, thank you. I think you eat a kebab.
I will be honest. I'd rather have a kebab than watch Khabib. So
I don't even know much about UFC, but I'm like, his name ain't Kebab.
So the only fighting he's doing is apparently outside hotels at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, right, he did beat the cell phone. Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He did. There might be a rematch for millions of dollars. But here's the thing. If it was anyone else, wouldn't we be like, dude, you've been in enough scuffles here in America. Beat it, kid. Deport him.
Mm. Well, maybe, yeah. He's trouble.
He is trouble.
Build the wall.
I've ridiculed everyone on the roster.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize.
Oh, good.
Mm, okay.
To absolutely nobody.
Oh.
The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Oh, the champ does what he wants. Okay.
That changed so quickly. I thought, wow, he's really apologizing in front of a huge crowd.
True roller coaster.
It really was, you guys. Well, I don't know if you've heard about this, Jensen, but your dream has come true.
Oh.
When you saw Jerry O'Connell reporting on the rains in Calabasas, you thought to yourself, this guy needs a show.
Yeah, when he fills in for Wendy Williams, I say he needs a talk show.
Well, please call him by his full name, National Treasure, Jerry O'Connell.
Okay, there you have it. He is back at it with a gig hosting a daytime show dubbed Jerry O. It's going to be produced by Funny or Die. The show will include celebrity guests, comedy segments. It doesn't have a permanent home yet, but will air on Fox-owned stations for a three-week kind of trial run starting in August. Here's what Jerry said via Vulture. He said, I love daytime. I love watching it. And it you guys. Take two. I love
Smoke
daytime.
Weed every day.
I love watching it and have fallen in love with guest hosting it. Whether asking people to cash me outside or asking them, how you doing? Daytime is a big part of my life. This is going to be fun. A fun time. Everyone is invited. Let's party. All right, Jerry.
Producer Dave, King of Mexico, we'd love to speak to National Treasure Jerry O'Connell about his upcoming show, if we could.
He goes on Wendy Williams, and he almost doesn't change the script of what Wendy says, and he just goes, he's so committed. Yeah, he's going to be very fun. And these are like syndicated tests. They send him out to certain markets, see if people like it. I think Jerry's going further.
Here's when I became aware of Jerry O'Connell, obviously, in Stand By Me.
Yes.
Because just the cutest ever, Vern, and they give him noogies on his head. But he was so obsessed with morning news, and he loved KTLA news.
Yeah, that would be up his alley.
He would drop by the station. He'd come in. The assignment desk is like, hey, Jerry. Like, randomly, just in the afternoon, they'd be like, Jerry O'Connell's here again. Why? He just wanted to say hi.
He's lovely.
He loves the news.
Yeah, he's good at daytime TV. He's going to kill it.
I think it's fascinating. Awesome. We need to get him on for sure. Right?
Dave says yes. He's put on the list.
Great. Excellent. Excellent news, you guys. We're going to talk about you living to be 100, Bean, in just a little bit. But
four more years and I'll make it.
Coming up, though, I've got a study on how old you feel. And how old you feel is determined by where you live.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Isn't that interesting?
I'm intrigued.
I could have said it better. Like this whole goddamn report. But coming up, it'll be...
Oh, boy.
Holy crap. You guys.
You're killing it.
It's really something today. A lot of pain meds that are trying to exit my system. Oh, no. This is bad. This is bad. I don't like it. Oh, see? I thought that was just in my head. Did I say that out loud?
What is happening right now? Allie, you need to lay down.
None of this makes sense to me, but I think I'm down for it.
Okay, let's just turn off her mic.
Am I saying this? I don't know if I'm even saying it.
Just turn off her mic. Turn off her mic, Chip. Okay. Hey, coming up next year at the Kevin DeBede Show, we're going to give you tickets to see Bush and Live at the Roxy. You cannot buy tickets to this. You can win them right now at 1-800-520-1067. We are looking for you, since they're celebrating this summer the 25th anniversary of their debut albums being released. That's why they're touring together. We're looking for you if you know and love the music.
Oh, everyone loves Bush.
No, turn mic back on.
Of 1994. K-Rock music of 1994. Yeah. I'll even be more specific. If that is in your wheelhouse, call us now. You got a good chance of winning these tickets. 1-800-520-1067. LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. It's going to be a big deal tonight at the Roxy, you guys. Bush and Live, both celebrating their 25th anniversaries of their debut albums, are going on a big tour this spring and summer, and they are kicking it off tonight at the Roxy. We have tickets you can win from the world-famous K-Rock right now. This game is called I Love the 90s. We were playing a lot of the band Bush and the band Live back in 1994, but there were a lot of other great songs here on the World Famous K-Rock at the same time. I'm going to be playing a clip that's about 10 to 15 seconds long. All you have to do is identify that smash hit from 1994 by title and artist. These will all be songs you know and probably remember, but can you come up with them by title and artist? We have five pair of tickets to give away. Let's meet our first contestant, and we'll go to line one and make it Tony from San Fernando. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
1994, you ready?
Oh, yeah, ready to go.
Title and artist, here we go. Hey, sing it along. All right, mm-hmm. You know it. Title and artist, please.
Oh, my God. I will treat you well.
We were looking for Possum Kingdom by the Toadies. That was the answer we were looking for. Possum Kingdom by the Toadies. I'm sorry you didn't win, but thank you for playing. And good luck with that potty mouth going forward. All right, let's say hi to Bob in Santa Clarita. Hey, Bob.
Hi, good morning.
How do you feel about the music of 1994? You love it? You know it?
I think I know it.
Well, that's a good sign.
Good luck. Here's your song. That was a big hit 25 years ago on K-Rock. Title and artist, please.
I don't know the title. Sorry.
Allie, you want to help him out on that one?
That's Counting Crows with Mr. Jones.
Counting Crows, Mr. Yeah. Jones is correct. Thank you for playing. All right. So far, we still got all five pair of tickets to go. Let's see if Todd in Riverside can claim a pair. Hey, Todd.
Hey, party people.
How'd you do with the first two you heard on hold?
I knew the artist, but the song.
All right. This might be tough.
Still bad signs.
Tougher than we thought. All right. Here's yours from 1994. Title and artist. Big K-Rock song, title and artist, please.
Drawing a Blank. So Sorry.
Is it Drawing a Blank by So Sorry?
It is Boys and Girls by Blur. That's what we were looking for there. Thank you for playing, though. Thank you for calling. Are these too hard,
you guys?
What
are we going to do?
I only got Counting Crows.
Really?
Yeah.
But you recognize them, right?
No.
Didn't recognize Possum Kingdom by the Toadies that we play about every 2 weeks?
Possum Kingdom, yes. The last song, we all just shook our head like, what?
Boys and Girls by Blur, okay.
No idea.
All right, let's go to Alessa, Ontario up next. Alessa.
Yes.
Here's your song. Good luck. And I thought what I felt was simple. And I thought that I don't belong. And now that I am leaving, now I know that I did something wrong. A number one song from 1994, huge record on K-Rock. Title and artist, please, for Bush Live tickets.
Yeah, I was in first grade. I have no idea.
Oh, see, that's funny because when she said hello, I looked at Jensen and I said, is she 10?
I mean, did call for a game that she knew was the hits of 1994.
Oh, I got that one, Bean.
Who is that, Allie?
That is Lisa Loeb with Stay.
Yes, from Reality Bites. You are correct. Thank you for playing. Thank you for listening, Alessa. Let's go to Michael. By the way, we're going to just start giving these tickets out to caller 20.
This is bad luck.
I think we're just going to stay on all day until we get five winners.
Let's do it.
All right, Michael, how you feeling, son?
Oh, not too great after those. I didn't know most of those songs.
Oh, no.
Okay. Here's yours. Fingers crossed. Riding on anywhere, there is the luck you crave. There Should I bother asking if you know who that is?
Lords of Acid?
No, I'm sorry. That was Connection by Elastica. All right.
This is going well.
I feel like we've never had a game with no winners.
Well, you're not picking great songs.
These are all huge K-Rock hits from 1994.
I didn't know the last one.
I didn't know the last one.
Oh, my God.
Chip? Nope. All right.
All right. Let's try, is it Ramon up next, L.A.? Ramon?
Yes, sir. Good morning, party people.
You're going to win all five pair of tickets.
Oh,
I'm kidding, of course, but let's see if you get this one. Again, another smash hit from 25 years ago on K-Rock. It's all right. All right, I'm counting on you. What do you got?
It's only a partial answer. Alice in Chains.
Yes.
Yes.
Song. Damn. I'm stuck.
There's no excuse for not knowing this.
Yeah, it's called No Excuses. Thank you for playing, though, Ramon.
No.
All right, let's try Bryce. This may be our last one, and then
no,
we clear the lines.
No, keep going.
What happens? I mean, this has got to be better than the What's Happening. Is this
nothing's better than the last What's Happening.
Bryce in Cyprus, what's going on, man? What do you think the problem is today? Are our listeners too young?
It might not be any better because I was born that year.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
I love it so much.
This is your hit from the year you were born. Title and artist, please. All right, a big number one song here on K-Rock. Who was it? Title and artist.
I don't know. Yeah, sorry.
That's
don't
okay.
Be sorry. Don't
just
be sorry.
Enjoy your youth. It was R.E.M. What's the Frequency, Kenneth, was the name of that song. All right, let's clear the lines. Hang up on everybody. And then caller 20 through 24. If you want to go see Bush and live at the Roxy tonight, you can. 1-800-520-1067. Call now. Good luck. 106.7 K-Rock. It is K-R-O-Q and the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, David King of Mexico.
What?
Why are you laughing?
Because this day.
What was that song we were just playing, Dave?
Atlas Genius Trojans?
That is correct.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right.
All right, good start. Here's what happened.
Oh,
we just did a game trying to give away Bush and live tickets. And the social media on this is split between people who think the people who called in are idiots because they knew all the songs, the people who were writing it, to people who agree with the people on the phone going, I didn't know any of the songs.
Because in real life, Bean is saying that may have been the first time ever in the history of the show that we weren't able to give away even one ticket.
Yeah,
even one ticket, yes. And I thought that for folks who weren't with us, it was very representative of K-Rock 1994. Of course, if you were one when we were playing Mr. Jones by Counting Crows or Stay by Lisa Loeb or No Excuses by Alice in Chains, maybe you don't know those songs. Right. So Dave, chirping in from the other room, I knew them all.
Yeah, I was 7 for 7.
Seven for seven, he said.
Listen, even Elastica was on the Captain Marvel commercials. So
that's one of the reasons why I pulled it. Because it's in that movie, by the way. It's Hot Again.
Yes.
But Dave from the other room, it's so easy for you. And by the way, your little Asian friend Christine also claims she knew them all.
Why she gotta be Asian?
She just happens to be.
She's six. She said she was 6 for 6, only missing one because she was screening. So we have people who are basically perfect in the other room.
Well, they tend to say that every single time. I got all of them.
Well, let's see what it's like with the mic in his face.
Oh. So Dave, I have more songs that we didn't get to in the contest. So let's find out how good you really are. This is a continuation of the game that we just went 0 for 7 on.
All right.
Let's see how Dave does. Again, these are songs from 1994 on K-Rock. Let's see if Dave can live up to the hype.
My phone's ringing.
Your phone's ringing?
Yeah.
No.
No, he's staying here.
All right, here we go. Here's your first one. Let it play. All right, Mr. 7 for 7, title and artist.
See the Veruca Salt, see the.
You are correct.
Eight for eight.
Okay.
8 for 8. All right. Let's see what's next. King?
I'm so blind.
Corn.
Wow. Ten for ten.
What is he up to? 9 for 9?
9 for 9.
Yeah.
All right.
This is concerning. None of us thought he'd do this.
This is very scary.
Okay. All right. Keep going.
All right. Up next, I know, Allie, you'll get this one, but can Dave?
Maybe.
Come on.
Really oh, no. He's getting too confident now. Are you getting gross? 'Cause I just
want to fly. What is that monster K-Rock hit from 1994?
Live Forever, Oasis.
All right.
God damn it.
He's killing.
You should have called in, Dave. You could have gotten Bush and Live tickets. All right, a couple more.
All right. I'm the girl you know
can't look you in the eye. He's singing along to every word. I am the girl you know so
sick I cannot try. Title and artist.
That is Hole. Violet?
No! Oh!
Miss World! No, Miss World! Miss World!
Yes.
I'll give him this. He knew all the words.
He did. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Miss World! It's the next freaking lyric!
Well, let's give him a couple more.
That's still really good.
Really?
No, I can't believe I missed it.
You're doing better than many of our callers.
All right, the callers.
We'll just do one more.
Here. Okay, here's for Dave.
Thinks a ghost. She'll make you breakfast. She'll make you toast. But she don't use butter. And she don't use cheese.
I just love that song because it mentions toast.
She uses Vaseline. Flaming Lips.
And the song's called?
She don't use Vaseline.
Beat it.
How about that? Okay, maybe I didn't know all the song titles.
She don't use jelly is what it's called. All right, Dave, there's a good chance had you called in, you would have won tickets. I'm sorry that none of our listeners did, but thanks for playing. This has been 1994. Giving you a 4-pack of passes to the happiest place on earth, the Disneyland Resort. We've got them for you at 9 a.m. this morning here on K-Rock. A 4-pack, by the way. So take the family. Also at noon, 3, 6, and 9 p.m. We're doing it all week long here on the world-famous K-Rock. And you can head to krock.com for yet another chance to win. So I'm at my favorite Sunday morning diner on, strangely, Sunday.
What?
No!
And I had a new waitress, one that I had not dealt with before. And she was youngish. She would not have won the game that we just played, early 20s. And I'm ordering, and I said, hey, I can't remember. Do you have turkey sausage? And she said, all sausage comes from turkeys or something
what?
Like that. She says, all sausage comes from turkeys. She said, what do you mean, turkey sausage? I mean, she was a nice lady, but she genuinely started the conversation with me. She said, why do you call it turkey sausage? And I said, because most sausage comes from pigs. Turkey sausage, if you have it, is kind of an alternative for people who don't eat pigs. And she said, oh, I didn't know that. And I said, I don't eat pigs. So she said, do you want ham then?
Oh, what is going on?
And I said, ham comes from pigs also.
Oh, no.
And I said, do you know where bacon comes from? She says, isn't bacon turkeys too? And I said,
No, sir.
I said, there is turkey bacon, but that's, again, a substitute because that also is a pig product. And then I explained to her about pepperonis and about pork chops and about all the other stuff.
I sat her down.
She had... And I'm not joking, guys. This is not me exaggerating for Radio Ha-Has. Had no idea that any of those products came from the pig.
Were her parents shielding her from pig massacres and slaughters?
This is what I don't know. And this is what I was thinking about on the whole way home is that I know that there is a time in many children's lives where their parents don't at that moment want them to make the connection between the cute little sheep in their storybooks and the lamb chops on their plate. I get that. I understand that maybe there's an age at which you make that connection. Mm-hmm. Either somebody tells you or you figure it out on your own.
Yeah, but they had no problem telling her turkeys got slaughtered.
This woman was, she was like 23, 24, something like that. And I guess maybe it's just a disconnect from the of where your food comes from, because all you ever see is it's in a package in the supermarket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't ever kind of figure out the process of it.
I mean, I knew pretty quick, dude.
You figured it out early.
Yeah, you have to know. I asked every time I ate something, where is this? I mean, I didn't just eat stuff without asking where it came from as a kid.
Come on.
I swear to God. I had escargot. I remember eating it and being like, what is this? Before I ate it. And they were like, you won't believe me, but it's snails. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. I would do that with anything. My mom would take me to sushi and she would use names from the menu that are like, you know, Japanese.
Yeah.
And then I would ask. I wouldn't just eat it.
What's unagi, mama?
Yeah.
What a weird kid.
Yes. I was also wearing a full suit.
Right.
How old were you at this time?
My mom used to dress me in suits. Yes.
Because what 10-year-old is even going to try a snail? That's weird to me.
I did.
I agree, Bean.
Oh, Dave says, I went to a Farmer John's plant when I was a kid and I learned really early.
Oh.
That is... By the way, I don't eat any of those animals either, and I'm telling you that I think everyone should go to the Farmer John's plant. I think that would change a lot of minds. A lot of people would become vegetarian.
All right, bummer.
So it was Sunday that she learned that pigs create bacon and ham and pork chops and sausage. It was very Homer Simpson-like.
Wait a minute. Lisa, honey, are you saying you're never going to eat any animal again? What about bacon?
No.
Ham?
No.
Pork chop?
Dad, those all come from the same animal.
Yeah, right, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal.
So that got us on the topic of that was, she was that day old when she found out about the pigs. Mm-hmm. What did you find out way late in life that you should have learned much earlier? We're going to go to line one here in a second, so please don't hang up there, sir. Jensen, you had an example of something that you found out maybe way after you should have.
Yeah, do you guys all love the movie Home Alone as much as I do?
Sure.
Okay. Did you know that the cop who comes at the beginning of the movie to talk to the kids, looking back now, do you remember that that's Joe Pesci?
No.
Yeah. So the robber who robs the house later
is
checked in and found out that there was a vacation happening earlier in the movie when the cop stops by to just check in.
What?
Do you remember that?
No.
I mean, I haven't. I'm not a guy who watches Home Alone every Christmas,
I
haven't seen it in many, many years.
I'll give you another one. You know Chinese takeout food boxes?
Uh-huh.
You know, the shape is very odd. Why would you want that? It's very strange. If you take out the metal, remove that, and then it opens up and it becomes its own plate.
Yes.
Did you know that? I didn't know that till literally probably a couple days ago.
Okay.
The other one I didn't know. Do you know sauce cups? The like rigid, you put your ketchup in at like okay.
Sure.
Did you know, because it doesn't make sense. You put fries in, but you only get like an inch in, or like a hamburger doesn't fit in.
Right.
Right.
You slowly open it up and it completely folds open. And,
no.
Yes. And
those little plastic cups?
Yes. And then you just have a little plate for your ketchup.
Didn't know that.
There you go.
Okay. That's pretty
okay.
cool.
Okay. I will say this. Dave blew my mind yesterday. And he said, well, you know that Arby's is just, it's R and B for roast beef.
Yeah,
and
I didn't know that until yesterday.
No idea. And I learned something 2 months ago when I had to have someone come out because one of my burners wasn't working on my stove. He lifted the top part of the stove up and I went, oh, wait, what kind of key did you use? And he goes, have you never cleaned? Oh, you've never cleaned under here.
Oh,
and I was like,
Allie.
No,
oh, I've cleaned that.
I had no idea.
You mean lifting the burners off the top of the stove?
No,
actual
underneath.
Stove
like the
parts.
Actual top
oh,
shelf.
Yeah.
You knew that opened?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
That's how you clean the grease.
I had no idea.
That's how they designed them on purpose so that you could do that.
Well, I didn't know.
Guys, I was an hour ago when I found out that butterflies lay eggs.
That's true.
I didn't know that butterflies laid eggs. Hey, Bean, Omar writes in, I've worked in the raisin industry for almost 20 years, and there are a lot of people out there who do not realize that raisins come from grapes, says Omar. All right, let's take a couple of quick calls, 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Rosemead, please, and say hello to our good friend Polo. He is on line one. Jensen, Polo is an awesome name
Beautiful.
For your son as well. Hey Polo, what's going on, man?
Hey, I didn't know either, Bean, so don't feel bad. And
about the butterflies, thank you.
Though, I do know a lot about the Elephas Gerald.
Well, you're my hero then.
I know everything still about that, but not
What's the thing that you found out late in life, though?
I'm sorry?
What's the thing you called about?
No, that was, it was about the, and I assume most guys don't know about this, women's period, what it actually is. I'm like, I don't know.
Paula, why don't
what
you,
comes
why
out,
don't you
and
tell me?
It was in my late 20s that my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend told me at the time. And I was like, oh.
What is it, Polo?
I mean, you guys, I mean.
No, but we want to hear you explain.
Yeah, we want to hear you.
You still don't know, do you?
Well, the it's acting as if, oh, my God. I'm still dumb. baby, it's acting as if the baby's coming out, something like that. I don't know, something to do with
babies. No, it's not a baby coming out. It's the opposite of a baby coming out.
It's the shedding of the uterine lining.
Because you don't need it, because you're not
getting it. Because I
don't need it. Kind of stuff. I mean, I didn't even know how to pick up a tampon, and I still don't know what goes on down there.
Polo, hit the Google. Hit the Google.
I don't know what's going on down there, Polo says.
He said it's not a baby.
thank you for the call. I love Polo.
How do we beat that?
Put him down for caller of the year.
Yeah.
God, we got so many good ones here, Allie. What are we going to do? We got to take a break here.
Take a break and let's blow out what's happening.
For reals.
Have you heard what's happening?
Because look at Lolly and look at Judy.
Yeah,
I mean, these are
it.
Great calls.
Yeah.
All right, so we are going to continue with this at 1-800-520-1067. You were way too old to find out something you should have known much earlier. We'll take your calls right after this on K-Rock. I can't believe how old I was when I learned blank. That's the topic here on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. Sarah writes in on the Kevin and Bean at Kevin and Bean Twitter account. 2 weeks ago, I learned that the dashes in front of numbers on the National Weather Forecast maps mean negative temperatures below zero. I always thought that zero was the beginning. I had to reach out to my Canadian friends to verify. So when she saw -8 on the weather from Montana, she just had no idea what it was?
She thought it was 8.
Yeah, just a dash
she just
right
thought
before
it was 8.
It.
Yeah, there's nothing below zero. What would it matter?
Oh, that's amazing. That's so California.
That's great, Sarah.
Yes.
Thank you for sending us that. Let's go to Lolly. She's in L.A. as well, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Lolly, what did you just find out about?
Well, I found out when I was 25 years old, I was driving with my boyfriend to Fresno, and we saw a cotton field. And I looked at my boyfriend, and I'm like, wow, that's a lot of cotton. I go, how can you use so much cotton? I go, I bought a box of Q-tips like 2 years ago, and I still have it. I can't imagine who would use that much cotton. And then he looked at me, and I was like, what? And he's all like, and I go, it's Q-tips. I go, and he goes, have you ever looked at your clothes? And I go, no. And he goes, clothes, everything's made out of cotton. And I was like, no, for real. And he goes, no. And I go, it's fabric. And he goes, fabric is cotton. And so...
That is fantastic.
She's like, I
Thank
bought
you,
those
Lolly.
Q-tips 2 years ago. How
do people go through them so quick?
That's amazing.
That's fantastic.
Great. All right, Lolly.
Oh, so
I
good.
I love the way she says cotton, too.
That's
fantastic.
It.
Thank you for calling 1-800-520-1067. Cage the Elephant, and then your calls are next on K-Rock. From the 714, I thought the equator was a really warm river around the Earth because on the globe, it's blue. I thought that until I was in my 20s.
This does remind me of a Kylie Jenner tweet from last September where she said, last night I had cereal with milk for the first time, life-changing. She's in her 20s. She never knew about milk and cereal together.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, because then Kris Jenner said she just always fed them it dry. So they didn't know that you could put milk in.
Who's eating dry cereal?
I've done that too.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of candy if it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But if you put milk, it's better. We all know that.
Oh,
yeah.
We're all weird.
Okay. All right. We're taking calls on what you were old when you found out at 1-800-520-1067. Judy's in Santa Monica. Thank you for calling and holding on, Judy. What did you find out and how old were you?
I was probably 7 or 8. And my parents we always went to this deli to get sandwich meat, like fresh cut sandwich meat. And one day, we're walking through, and I'm like, ew, that's gross. And my brother's like, but you eat that. And I'm like, what do you mean I eat that? He's like, yeah, that's tongue. I'm like, no, it's not. He goes, and the guy behind the deli's like, yeah, that's cow tongue. Your dad just ordered like a pound of it. And I'm like, I'm never eating that again.
So
I had no idea.
Yeah, how long have you been eating cow tongue without knowing? Just years?
Well, yeah, I mean, your parents are like, here, eat it, it's tongue. I never thought that it was an actual tongue, and I'd never seen it as a cow tongue, and they're huge and disgusting, and yeah, no, never eaten it since.
It's a tongue that comes out of a cow.
Well, but you, again,
let her work through it.
Pork chop does not mean it's a pig chop.
Okay.
You know?
It does, no.
It does, though.
It does, though. I mean, that's what it is. It's like a rump roast that just comes out of the back of a cow.
It's a cow ass. But,
okay, and if they labeled it as cow ass, would you actually buy it?
Have you had rump roast? Hell yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call, Judy. I appreciate that. Let's try Manny Linwood up next, line 6 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Manny, what's happening?
Hey, party people, and it's Manny Stanky Ass, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm yes. Stanky Ass.
I'm sorry your friend Kevin isn't here to enjoy this, but go ahead.
I know. Hey, Bean, by the way, I'm going to miss you, just FYI.
Thank you, Manny. What did you learn when you were much too old to learn it?
You know how a few weeks ago you guys were talking about washing the butt, and there was this thing called a washcloth?
Uh-huh.
Well, I had never heard of that.
Uh-huh.
I had never used one.
Right.
Even after that little talk, I still am not using it. It's exit only. I don't want to go down there. I just let the water trickle down my butt crack, and hopefully the soap does its work. And I'm about to turn 40.
You gotta get a washcloth, dude.
The way you said it was like beautiful poetry.
I was so interested.
All right, Danny. Thank you for the
I just
call.
Let it go down my butt crack, and I just hope everything worked out. It was beautiful. It was like kind of nice.
Let's go to Scott in Burbank. He's in line 8. What is happening today?
Great show.
Scott, good morning.
Hey. Good morning. So this has a little bit of a punchline to it, but my mom called the other day, and she's in her 70s, and it was really random call out of the blue, and she said, so I have a question for you. What's a pickle? And I kind of thought she was trying to trick me or something, so I said, well, I guess it's kind of a vegetable. And she said, well, what does it come from? I said, isn't it a cucumber? And she said, yeah, can you believe I never knew that? But the thing is her first job ever was a pickle packer.
Whoa, plot twist.
Yeah. And she never knew what she was packing. I don't know how you take that.
Well, by the way, Pickle Packer was my nickname in college.
Sure it was. Now, we're all thinking the same thing. I mean, he's right. A pickle is a cucumber that's been processed,
yes.
right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
But she just found that at 74 years old. That's amazing. Wow. Thank you, Scott. All right. Let's squeeze in a couple more. Let's make it Rafael Pico Rivera, line 1. He's up next here on K-Rock. Rafael, another food-related one. What do you have?
Yeah. What is up, party people? So my whole life, about 3 years ago, I've been saying smashed potatoes instead of mashed potatoes. So check this out. The reason how I found out it was mashed potatoes, I went to a restaurant and I was like, wait, there's a typo in the spelling. It's mashed. So I'm like, I'm not going to eat in a restaurant that has a typo. And I get that look of like, really, dude, it's mashed potatoes.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Did you believe the Grinch when he carved the roast beast? Did you think that was what it was really called, too?
I didn't know, but doesn't it make sense? I mean, it's smashed. They're smashed potatoes.
Well, they're also mashed. Yeah. You mash them.
Not either or.
He's trying to convince us now.
Right.
All right, bud. It's smashed potatoes.
Where the rest of the world is wrong. Thank you. Give me line 4, please. This is going to be Alex. We'll just squeeze in 2 more real quick. Alex, L.A., you're up.
Hey, party people. So when I was in, like, around 4th grade, I had a friend, Hugh, in class who was black, and he told me that his dad just went to synagogue last night for Hanukkah or something, and I told him that's not possible. Jewish people can't be black. And it wasn't out of racism, it was honestly out of ignorance, because I had grown up ethnically and culturally Jewish, but I didn't think of it as something like that you can convert to or be. I thought like you were either born Jewish or you weren't, you know?
Yeah.
And the whole class started arguing with me, basically telling me like, no, of course the teacher was black too, and she was like yelling at me saying like, why do you think black people can't be Jewish? And it's like, because it's just not possible. Is it against the law or something?
Oh no.
Oh,
oh dear.
I mean, look, you're not going to meet a lot of African-American Jewish people, I think. Am I wrong about that, Jensen? No, you're in the tribe, right? You don't meet a lot of them.
No, you see more now than ever because of, you know, Jewish women marrying black men is more acceptable now in these days than it was probably when my dad was younger.
So I totally get where Alex was coming from. Like you said, it was just out of ignorance. You just didn't know. But that's very funny. That must have been a spirited conversation. All right, let's do one more. Let's make it Steve in Culver City. Up next, line three. Hey, Steve, you're our final call. What did you learn way too late?
You know, I'm 47 years old, and just this weekend, I saw in a Twitter feed from Lena Headey that you could actually peel a pineapple.
Allie, you want to take this one?
Yeah, I posted it on my Instagram, and people lost their minds. You basically cut off the top of a pineapple, and then you peel each piece from the like prickly part.
I had no
idea. I had no idea either, Steve. It's incredible. We'll actually tweet it from at Kevin and Bean, because the video is – it's insane, right?
Oh, yeah. I was like, my mind was blowing up in my head. Yeah. I was like, how is this possible? I have lost so many pineapples by not cutting them and letting them go bad.
Yeah. It changes people's lives.
All right. We all learned a little something here today. Thank you for the call, Steve. We'll take a quick break.
I just hope it run down my butthole and it just magically trickle down and make a clean.
It's crazy all the things that people are continuing to send in that they found out late in life. I'm 38, Paul says. I found out just a few years ago that all the even number freeways and highways travel east to west and all the odd number freeway and highways travel north to south. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
Like the 10 is east west, the 5 is north south. Okay?
I do also want to say that when we had calls up and we dropped them all, there was one on there that said I was in my 20s when I found out the vagina and the urethra were two different things.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to that one, okay. So we didn't have to have that discussion.
I got an email from Erica from Orange who said, I taught her something last week that changed her life.
Oh.
And I post this on Instagram stories once a week because people still don't know that when you just touch the screen with your finger, you can stay on an Instagram story. So if someone's got a ton of writing and people are like, why do I keep flipping back? You just touch the screen and
it
stays.
I like it when you do
accents. So that's very helpful. And thank you, Erica.
4-pack of Disneyland Resort tickets coming up for you at 9 a.m. here on the world-famous K-Rock. Plus, Allie is going to give you screening tickets for Us, the new Jordan Peele horror movie.
Woohoo!
Looks terrifying, you guys. Yeah. Hey, I got to think... tell me if I'm wrong. The number one complaint that neighbors have about other neighbors is dogs barking.
Yeah. Noise in general, but dogs barking.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If it's someone above you, you usually hear about people's steps and stuff. But a dog is the overall house owner, everything. Yeah.
If you're living in a neighborhood with a barking dog, it can drive you crazy. But should it be the type of thing that you can be arrested for?
Yes.
Allie says yes. Here's the story out of Saddle River, New Jersey. Then we'll discuss.
Jersey Town wants to get tough on excessive dog barking. A proposed ordinance in Saddle River would prohibit loud, continuous barking for 20 minutes during the day and for 15 minutes at night. Dog owners who break the rules could face fines between $100 and $1,000. They could get community service or even prison time. Public hearing and vote are scheduled there in Saddle River on March 18th.
Prison time for this. Now, look, you are absolutely responsible for the noise that your dog is making. And there, if you're going to work and leaving your dog out in the yard bored with nothing to do and he's barking all day, you got to make other plans, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's just not fair to the neighbors.
Right.
I remember I had a neighbor with a big old German Shepherd when I lived in Seattle, and I went over there 4 or 5 different times, and his defense was, oh, he's not barking that much. And I'm like, you're not here and you don't hear it. He barks for hours at a time. And by the way, you know what an animal lover I am? I feel terrible for the dog.
100%.
That's what makes me so sad is this dog is not barking because he's happy and enjoying his life. I'll tell you that.
I have a neighbor that lives across the street from me. And when I say across the street and down 2 houses, and he has a dog that, I'm not kidding, one day it was over 2 hours. And the dog sits in the front window and barks at people walking by, barks whenever. And I finally went over, and he wasn't home, obviously. So I wrote a note and I said, you're not aware of this because you're not home, but we have been listening to your dog for 2 hours. It's unacceptable. Your poor dog is in there. Your dog needs something. Mm-hmm. No response. So a week later happened again. So I went back over there and I said, you need to call me when you get home. This is unacceptable. Still nothing.
Wow.
We have a phone number that we call for the animal control people. Mm-hmm. They had come over. They had left him notices. The guy doesn't care, which is despicable. Not only does he not care about his neighbors, the bigger part is he does not give a S about his dog.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable.
I can't believe he's just ignoring it that much. Another problem.
This guy's dog
is inside?
Inside.
And barking through the window making that much noise.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I don't want to just play devil's advocate to play it. Okay. But I guess, Bean, you were saying the other option is to get like a daycare. Is that what you're...
Well, I don't... I'm trying to figure out
the other option because I know we all are very... You know, I mean, listen, well, I'm going to say Allie's person's problem is the ignorance. Like, that's also a different...
Well, I'm going to say Allie's person's problem is a more difficult one to solve because he's leaving his dog inside, which shouldn't be a problem for the neighbors.
That's what I mean, is that I guess it's a slippery slope for me because I don't think cops should be involved, but I think figuring out the best plan for your neighbors is obviously a mandatory thing to be a good neighbor. But I don't know if it's... I mean, we've all been there, guys. We all know this happens.
Like, you go through obedience classes, too. You can do that.
It doesn't always work.
It works if you do a good one and you're a good owner.
Well, I mean, I do know that there are a lot of dogs, you know, a lot of people who have had success with their dogs with putting on like those citronella collars or something like that, that it just kind of sprays something at them. It doesn't hurt them. It just sprays and it's uncomfortable. It's a bad smell. And that will work. But I mean, it sounds like this guy, I mean, if he's trying anything, he's certainly not sharing it with the neighbors who are having to put up with the dog barking all the time.
I mean, is it during the day? Our schedule makes it so we have to nap during the day. But like, I also think noise complaints should be in the hours of noise complaints.
This was 2 hours straight of...
I mean, that's not great.
Please knock that down for me. Thank you.
That's not great. I'll tell you that.
That is very annoying. But I do think like... It's during the day, Allie.
You are the worst neighbor ever.
I have it all the time my dog's very quiet, but my neighbor does have a barking dog, and I remember recently from 12 to 1:30 around there it was on, and I was like, well, we'll see if it goes to 7. Those are the hours you're supposed to say. There's too much noise.
I see what Jensen is saying. I have great sympathy for Allie in this case, and for me when I lived across the street from that man with his dog, but he is right that most of the noise ordinances in most communities are after hours. Mm-hmm. In other words, you can go and run construction all day long. You can tear down or build a house next door from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and make as much noise as you want, and nobody can do anything about it because that's considered reasonable business hours to make noise. Is it a different situation if it's a dog? Because it seems like something you ought to be able to handle. I don't know.
It is because
I mean
that's
I know at night if it's 10 p.m.
But
yeah,
do you think the dog is in? I mean,
the dog is in distress. You don't bark for 2 hours straight unless something is wrong.
I feel like dogs do. They just bark because no one's home,
and they're bored.
And that's why he's in distress.
Well, yeah, maybe you get another dog. I don't know. That sounds.
Oh God! Don't let this guy get another dog.
Allie, I hate to break it to you. You have Rock to steer on the world famous KROQ 106.7 KROQ. Probably raconteurs would probably be more appropriately the way to pronounce that. Yeah. Hey, late breaking news, you guys.
And now breaking news bulletin.
I think this one is maybe too big and too complex to save for what's happening. I think we need to unpack this a little bit.
It is very weird.
A massive college entrance exam cheating plot has been uncovered by the FBI. And a couple of names you know have been arrested. Jensen, Allie, you want to fill me and the listeners in on this?
Well, Full House's Lori Loughlin.
When you woke up, did you think these people would be arrested today?
And Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives. This is a massive nationwide college entrance exam cheating plot. This scheme involves facilitating cheating on both the SAT and the ACT for students to get into college. And we're talking about everything from having people pose as the students to take the test.
Proctors.
To paying for proctors to be in there to give them answers.
And to correct it when they're done.
And to correct it when they're done. Whoa. And the most bizarre part of this whole thing, a lot of them were trying to get their kids in on a scholarship for being an athlete. Even if they weren't an athlete, and they would take pictures of athletes and Photoshop their kids'
face on the athletes.
Because I guess it's easier to get in as a recruit.
Like, as a recruit, even
without
crew.
Even without scholarship,
yeah,
just to be a recruit.
Doesn't the college see you play before they give you a let you into the school?
Not
appears,
some schools.
Appears it does
yeah.
not.
But this is insane. This is
But hold
Yale.
On. Let me stop. I got to ask this because I know people are thinking this. Felicity Huffman, who, by the way, has been an award-winning actress and is marvelous mm-hmm. for dozens of years, and mm-hmm. her equally acclaimed husband, William H. Macy, they must be very wealthy.
Well, absolutely.
So much
very
so.
Wealthy.
So much
let
so.
Let me finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
Couldn't they make any kind of donation they
that's,
wanted to a school like USC and get all and get all the legacy treatment in the world that they would deserve?
Okay, so here's what I thought that too. Here's my argument back to that. They have Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy. It appears to be on the hook for $500,000 total. Like, that's what they're saying is involved in this scheme. Same with Lori Loughlin. There are some people who've paid up to $6 million to be part of this scam.
Wow. Is
for
it
their
all
child.
Just USC?
Oh, no.
Tons of schools.
This is UCLA, Stanford, Yale, Georgetown, University of San Diego,
whoa.
Wake Forest, University of Texas, and USC.
All elite. So here's what I'm saying. If I can guarantee your kid is going,
yeah.
not just give money and my kid's a C student, I'm going to guarantee it. I think that's why they're going to this thing instead of just giving money to the school. Because you can't guarantee it if you give... What if you gave $500,000 to a school and they didn't let your kid in?
They're letting right. my kid in if I'm giving them $500,000.
Well, that's the hope, right?
All I know is my parents didn't love me enough.
No.
Because they didn't do this. But this is mind-blowing. To go and have someone pose as your kid to take a test or Photoshop yeah. pictures of somebody playing, you know, rugby with your kid's face on it. This is nuts.
So a couple things. One, the FBI has telephone calls between Felicity Huffman and the wiretapped, the informant.
Oh, no.
And all of these things are basically her setting up a test taking, basically cheating the SATs for her daughter. And it does not appear her daughter knows she's getting the answers.
Oh, no. So, like, the daughter's just sitting there answering everything. She hands it in, and that
proctor guy corrects
fixes it.
Yeah. Yeah, and they don't think she knows. But they said it seems that Lori Loughlin's kids knew. So it's all over the place. And,
oh,
and there's so much money involved in this ring.
Now, are these two famous actresses the only people who have been named so far?
No, there's up to 50 people that are involved in it. Parents, I guess over 100 if you count their spouses. But William H. Macy's name not involved, who's Felicity Huffman's husband. They don't see his name, but then they also do see Massimo, the clothing designer, mm-hmm. who is Lori Loughlin's husband. So there's a lot of money involved in these couples.
Oh my goodness.
This just has come in from TMZ adding to this story about this massive college entrance exam cheating plot. This is news this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. USC Senior Associate Athletic Director Dr. Donna Heinel and ex-USC women's head soccer coach Ali Khosrowshahn, probably saying that wrong, yep. and ex-assistant soccer coach Lori Jahnke are also all named, as well as current USC men's head water polo coach
wow.
Jovan Javik. So that means that the coaches involved knew that they were recruiting people that didn't play those sports, but were going to pretend, hey,
absolutely.
You're on my polo team?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is very wide-reaching, you guys.
Oh, yeah. There's also stories here that I'm seeing that, like, there are people who just say, oh, my daughter plays this much tennis per night, and she's ranked in the top 20. And they're like, this daughter has never been ranked below 200, ever. Like, she's not a good tennis player.
This is insane.
Yeah.
Guys, Felicity Huffman is too famous and too good an actress to go to jail, right?
I mean, they've been arrested.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, seriously, don't we have some exceptions for celebrities
well,
in this
saying,
country?
Take away. Are you
I
saying
hate
that
you.
Lori Loughlin being on a multicam sitcom, we can lose her, we can't lose Felicity Huffman?
Yeah, I'm fine with Lori Loughlin going to jail. She's Full House. But Felicity Huffman is Magnolia, for God's sake. I mean, free Felicity Huffman. Today would be a good day to check out the podcast if you just tuned in late.
You won't believe what you're going to hear.
Because it has been so far a very bizarre show.
Oh, it's like a week,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
it feels like it. So, again, wherever you get your podcast, it's an important thing for you to remember because sometimes you get up, you only have, 20 minutes here or there to listen to the show, and you miss a lot of good stuff. All right, we got those Disneyland Resort tickets coming up at the top of the hour. But, Ali, I understand as we get into what's happening here on this Tuesday morning, you're going to start with something free, too.
I am, but before that, Jensen pointed me to this tweet by Chase Mitchell, which I don't know why it delighted me in the way that it did, but... My one request to the judge when sentencing Lori Loughlin, have mercy.
Very good joke. Congrats to him.
Well done, sir. Well done. Now, Would you like something, you guys? Mm-hmm. The movie Us is in theaters March 22nd. It looks insane. It looks so good. This is now becoming the one movie that I cannot wait to see.
Well, Jordan Peele, who wins an Oscar with his first movie, Get Out, is now becoming a filmmaker who is you can't miss.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Must see. Like an auteur even. Yeah. Like you're excited to see how he's going to meld, you know, like political stuff with horror.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it comes out on March 22nd, but how would you like a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Us at Pacific's The Grove? It's happening on March 19th. And
I want to go, but I'm hungry. And what can I do about that?
Bane, you're also going to get a $25 Jersey Mike's gift card.
Yay! I love Jersey Mike's.
Thanks for asking. I know
the kids
you
are so excited.
The kids love both of these things. Here's the thing. I want you to be caller 19 since it's on March 19th. 1-800-520-1067, and you are going to get that pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Us at Pacific's The Grove, as well as a $25 Jersey Mike's gift card. I mean, it would only make sense if that was happening now. You guys, Mumford & Sons, they have added a batch of summer North American dates to their schedule. Here's the thing. August 3rd. Their L.A. date at the Bank of California Stadium, which is a gorgeous, gorgeous place. So cannot wait to see that. And guess who's opening up?
Oh, I was wondering who would be a good fit for Mumford & Sons.
Portugal the Man.
Hey. Oh, that's perfect.
Great combo.
Yeah, great combo.
Good job, Mumford & Sons. I am well into that. Excellent. So you guys, Game of Thrones, it's coming back April 8th. And I don't know if you have heard about Emilia Clarke, but she did an interview with Esquire because she has seen the finale.
Oh.
Here's the thing. I don't know what any of this means, but she said she has, or they said, she has freaked fans out with her reaction to her character's fate. Once learning of what happened, she told Esquire that she wandered London for 3 hours aimlessly. It might as well have been raining and I would have just walked, not knowing what to do. She said, plus there were loads of tears and wine. And she said, that was the moment I realized that alcohol can also be a depressant. I was kind of nursing a glass of wine going, I don't know why I'm not getting happier from this. Oh my God, what happens to her character? Right? Well said. Well said.
Is it too late to get on board with Game of Thrones? I mean, can...
Yes, it's
like,
too late.
Like, timing-wise, can you watch them all before April 8th?
Well, when Kevin comes back, could he fill me in on what I've missed so far? Could he bring me up to speed with where we are in the story?
Kevin has watched one episode, and that review was zombie dragons and fire and ice. So I don't know if we want to rely on Kevin.
Even people who love the show go, I'm so confused all the time. I don't want to watch a show where people say that.
Yeah, I've got Jeopardy for that. Yeah.
But everybody says it's great, though, Judson.
I mean, I'm sure it's great.
People are obsessed with it.
Sure it's great.
I feel like I'm missing a giant cultural moment here.
I think we are. I agree on that, but I just think it's too late. You got to pick and choose your battles, man.
Okay.
And if that's not your battle, things are going okay in life.
I've never been like a sword and sandals kind of guy. Like, I'm not really attracted to a lot of those sort of like old timey and middle ages and things. I don't even know what
sword and sandals is. My favorite Jimmy Buffett album.
I don't even know what era Game of Thrones is set in. Like, when it's supposed to be? Is it supposed to be like the year 400, or is it supposed to be like the year 1,000 years before Christ? I don't even know.
I think it's just considered medieval.
So, like, the 1400s, something like that?
I mean, again, I've never watched an episode, but okay. I'm just going to say yes.
Something about that, I don't know, I've never
been
attracted.
Do you like time period shows or movies in general?
Yeah, I do, but
yeah, you're a Downton Abbey guy.
Yeah, I love stuff like that, yeah. Give me the 1910s, I'm all over that.
He's really into the 10s.
Yes.
Yeah. The 10s are my favorite. All right, well, congratulations, Emilia Clarke. I guess we're glad you enjoyed it.
She did. That was the whole point.
She got drunk and had to get sad.
And she had to walk around in the rain in London.
Okay.
Good.
Maybe
God.
She's the only one who doesn't die, and she wishes she would have died to be with all. You never know. I'm flipping it for you.
All I know is Bean is not a sword and sandal kind of watch.
Well, you know what I mean. Those kinds of shows that are set in those periods.
Like get it. I once said on the show that I don't enjoy shows where people are sweaty and dirty. Because I can't watch Survivor. They're so dirty, and I feel like they smell. I know that in between their toes, there's that dirt. Ew. So I get it.
Call now.
Give a call if you also hate dirty people in your shows. Some birthdays for you. Jamie Alexander, Courtney B. Vance, Ron Jeremy, and Aaron Eckhart.
All day, every day this week here on the world famous K-Rock, we're hooking you up with tickets to Disneyland Resort. Hey, you can experience the Food and Wine Festival at Disney's California Adventure Resort happening now through the 23rd of April. Our 9 a.m. winner was Felix Ramos from Anaheim. Congratulations, sir. And thank you for listening. Your next chance coming up with Kat at noon. Allie, you ready for some What's Happening?
I am.
Me too. Let's do it.
Are you ready for a little gift?
Yeah, what do you got?
What about Paley Fest, you guys? Paley Fest 2019. March 15th through the 24th at the Dolby Theater at Hollywood and Highland. You can get full details and tickets at paleyfest.org. But what about tickets to see the cast and crew of 911 at the Dolby Theater?
That's the one with what's-his-face and what's-her-lady?
Connie Britton.
Peter Krause.
Peter Krause. And somebody else super famous.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett, who...
Yeah, that's a good show.
She's incredible. It's a wonderful show. And I originally watched it because I believe it was like Depeche Mode was in the trailer. And I'm like, all right, you've got Peter Krause and Depeche Mode. I'm watching that show. I watch it every week, and it gets better every single episode.
Yeah, Ryan Murphy. It's supposed to be very goofy and crazy, but also very dramatic.
It's touching. Mm-hmm. And
it's wild, right?
It's wild because every single time you're like, that couldn't really happen. These are real things that these 911 calls are about.
This is what I knew in the first 10 minutes of the first episode. I could never be a first responder.
No.
Could not.
No. And that's a lot of the story is about Peter Krause, and he went through all this stuff and his kids died. And it's a whole situation, but it's a really great show. Well, why are we talking about this? Oh,
because
I've got
giving away tickets.
Okay, yeah. I've got a pair of tickets to the Paley Fest 2019 panel with the cast and crew of 911 at the Dolby Theater March 17th, you guys. Right? That is coming up. That's this Sunday. Also known as St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
However, this would be quite the deal. Let's take caller 17 because it's on March 17th at 1-800-520-1067. And you're going to get to sit there, listen to the cast and crew, tell great stories, and hopefully ask your own question. It's so much fun. Paley Fest rules so hard, you guys.
It does. So fun.
So good. I can't say that I'm interested in this at all. But maybe I could be turned on it. Fast and Furious star Tyrese Gibson will bring his racing chops to television for a celebrity car racing series.
Nope.
It's a fast-paced competition where celebrities from all walks of life will be trained by professional race car drivers and then face off on the racetrack. What do you think?
I mean, the only way that would be interesting if there are stakes, and by that I mean that they can crash, and I don't think they're going to let Tyrese Gibson crash.
Well, no, he's the host, and he's the producing partner with Mark Burnett. So, I mean...
I think there's going to be crashes.
You would think, absolutely.
Yeah, but nobody's really going to get hurt.
Well,
though.
Yeah. But not a lot of people. I mean, I guess people
means,
do
like,
die.
If someone could die, yes, I'll totally watch it.
I'm just saying, it'll be... Look, I'm not a big racing fan, but the thrill of racing is that you have professionals who are going 210 miles an hour and anything can happen. I feel like this is going to be throttled to the point where, so they're going 85.
And
you know?
Someone's got to jump out of their car and pretend they're on fire and just right down to their undies, right?
Who's with me? Can I add to the pitch?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Final lap. Turning the corner.
A buffalo.
No, even crazier.
Okay.
Above the shack where you see the final flag, Louis Anderson diving into a pool.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We are in. Okay. We need to talk to Mark Burnett about adding that. But no network is attached just yet. But, I mean, it's Mark Burnett. He's going to get someone.
He gets his stuff on the schedule.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin Hart has announced his return to comedy. He posted on social media, mark your calendars, damn it. My comedy special will be dropping on April 2nd on Netflix. I can't wait. Let's go. Hashtag irresponsible. Hashtag comedic rockstar S. Hashtag Netflix.
Is there such thing as a comedy special anymore that isn't on Netflix?
Seriously.
Well, it was kind of a touchy subject over there for a little bit because that was what Monique was saying. Like, racially, they weren't making as much money as the Jerry Seinfelds and such. Mm-hmm. And so now she didn't have much of a leg to stand on before, in my opinion. But now even more. They're paying out big money to every comedian, no matter the race.
Dave Chappelle got it.
And Chappelle did, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how much he's getting paid.
A lot of dough.
A lot of money right there. You guys, the Jonas Brothers comeback single, Sucker, rocketed onto the Billboard Hot 100 chart at number one. That's the first time ever for the band.
Nostalgia, man.
Isn't that insane? They've never had a number one ever. Over, you know, 12 years ago, they reached, I guess, number five with Burn It Up in 2008, but that's the highest they went.
What's a new song called?
Sucker.
Have you guys heard it?
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
Because I have a clip for folks.
Oh, wonderful. Because I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000
lightning bugs because they tried to teach me how to dance. I mean, it's catchy. You can't lie. It's catchy.
Was it Kimberly? Was that the caller for Keep It 100 that requested
yes.
that goddamn song?
Mm-hmm. I have a shrine to her in my house.
I remember her name Kimberly because I'm still so mad at her.
I do have the Jonas Brothers song, though, if you do want to hear it.
Okay. Oh, you do? Good. Let's hear it.
Thank you. How many shrimps do you have to eat before you make your skin turn pink? Eat too much and you'll get sick. Shrimps are pretty rich.
You can see
guys,
why
that
it's
song's
number
a
one.
Banger. Yeah, even regardless if we play it and we're joking, I would listen to that song when it drops.
Yeah,
like, yes,
it's a big drop.
It's pretty good, but that actually isn't the Jonas Brothers song.
Oh, and you haven't?
I don't want to get out of this segment without playing
Please.
The real thing.
Appreciate
Sherry, baby. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. That's Beer Mug.
Okay.
I have. Okay. Sorry, I do have.
You have.
You too. Yeah, okay, thank you. Hey now, you're an all-star.
Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. How has no one covered this? Someone should cover that.
They couldn't do it any better.
No, but they could.
Why bother?
I don't know, man. Nostalgia, dude.
Smash Mouth is forever, Jensen.
That's you guys, we were talking yesterday about how Chip went to see
Limp Bizkit
at Muse Inc. And how are we not getting a band like that, like a Limp Bizkit or a Smash Mouth on Weenie Roast?
I have to.
We have to.
Hashtag biscuit for Weenie Roast.
Biscuit for weenies.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Hashtag. Yeah, I got a biscuit for your weenie.
You're in the real Fred Durst mindset.
Yeah,
I see.
Am. How are they not going to play Weenie Roast?
Well, first of all, we don't know that they are or aren't because we're not involved in those decisions or those meetings.
Can I talk to Fred Durst right now through the airwaves?
Sure.
Hey, Fred, can you play Weenie Roast?
Hashtag biscuit for wieners. Wait, no? Weenie.
Biscuit for weenies.
Biscuit for weenies.
Yeah. And it's my biscuit. I'm just saying,
weenie.
Let's do it all for the nookie.
Yeah.
Right?
He should.
You're a big fan of Limp Bizkit then, right?
Of who?
Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, I guess I am.
We should definitely have
Frankie
them on.
Valli. Yeah. Whatever. Don't even listen to that man. What? Limp Bizkit for Weenie Roast.
Allie, I am with you. I support you. I think it's a fantastic idea. But again, out of our hands, we don't book the Weenie Roast. They don't care what we think.
Okay, well.
Well, sounds like a hashtag for me.
if it happens, I think it'd be fantastic.
Absolutely.
So let's continue putting it out there into the ether.
Fred Durst and Smash Mouth.
Together.
I'm on stage at the same time with mix-ups.
No, not even. Just playing their songs at the same time.
Oh, like Billy Joel and Elton John used to do, like, when they did...
No, just at the same time. Simultaneously
what?
At the same time.
I had a stroke. I had another stroke. Sure. Okay, we talked about this earlier and I never got to the story. It's about how old people feel is very different than how old they actually are. And that varies depending on where they live.
Meaning what state or city they live in?
Or country, yeah. Americans feel 65 at 68 years old. So we're ranked 53rd in the world. Here's the thing.
That's not much of a difference.
It isn't.
No.
It isn't. The top countries for feeling 65 at the oldest ages were Japan, which is, they feel at 76 years old. They're like, I feel 65.
Because in Japan, you're going to live to be 110.
True.
Yeah.
But the same for Switzerland, France, and Singapore. On the flip side, the top countries that feel old at the youngest ages, at 45 in Papua New Guinea. You're feeling 65.
This is such a specific
That's not good.
Thing.
In the Marshall Islands, you're feeling 65 at the tender age of 51. Same with Afghanistan. You guys, we shouldn't live there because we will feel old.
I would be, that's mildly interesting, but I would be more interested.
That's what I feel. Everyone's years are so close. Oh, I felt 65 when I was 63. Oh, bummer.
Well, no. I think 51, that's shocking.
That is, yes. And I feel bad for that person. But I guess what I would be more interested in is how old does the average, let's say the average person listening to our show right now is 35.
Yeah. Okay.
How old does that 35-year-old feel is what I would be curious about. Because I'd 20? Be willing to bet that most of them don't feel 35.
No.
I have felt 50 my whole life.
See, you're the opposite. I think when I go into like a bar or something and I notice everyone's super young, I'm like, wow, everyone's super young. Oh, wait, I'm old. Like, it doesn't occur to me until I see really young people.
Yes.
Well, that, I'm now that creep.
Yeah, you could hang with them until your hip reminded you of how old you are.
Honestly, I've never felt older than I have this
cane,
past week.
Now with your cane, it's going to be even harder.
You guys, I should be fine by the end of the week.
Okay, sure.
Well, as long as you keep bringing us more of those red-hot Marshall Island update stories, you'll be fine.
And if you keep passing me those Werther's in your pockets.
They're warm, though. Yeah. I really like them. Oh, I hate everyone here. Hey, some birthdays. Jamie Alexander, Aaron Eckhart, Ron Jeremy, and Courtney B. Vance.
They all feel 65.
Ron Jeremy's, you know what, feels.
Oh, boy.
Hey, that's what's happening.
Allie, get some rest today or
no
something.
No problem.
Okay?
Yep.
The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts. I'm going to be honest and tell you there's not a lot on tomorrow's schedule yet, but I think it's going to be a good show because Greg Fitzsimmons is coming in. With his little hat.
Listen, we had a schedule today, and we did not care.
No, we didn't follow the plan at all.
No.
We are going to do an interesting topic tomorrow because there have been a couple of examples in the news where people have either been banned from or spoken to about shouting at athletes during games. Mm-hmm. You buy a ticket that enables you to be able to yell whatever you want at the person playing the game. And there's some pushback from the athletes now.
Yeah. Well, we're going to call it Calm Your Tees, Utah.
Yeah, exactly right. So we'll discuss that tomorrow and continue to give away the Disneyland tickets, Paley Fest, and so much more. That's an all-new.